Cases of COVID-19 in India are going up. The death toll has also increased. The government of India has said that currently we are in the second stage of the virus, which is local transmission. There has been no community transmission, and this on the basis of a conclusion that has been drawn by the Indian Council of Medical Research on the basis of a test, in fact, many tests that it has done on some samples that it had procured from patients who are in fact having underlying respiratory conditions. This was to rule out community transmission. The government has re-emphasized that there is no community transmission just yet in India. I am Sneha Mordani and have been covering this story ever since China reported to the World Health Organization about a mysterious Wuhan pneumonia on the 31st of December 2019. I'm reporting from Ground Zero. In today's podcast, we will talk about the measures India has taken from day one. Even when the World Health Organization went on record on the 14th of January to say that there is no human-to-human transmission that has been seen in the case of coronavirus or novel coronavirus as it was then known, India started to screen passengers from China. This started on the 17th of January. Gradually, screening started for passengers coming from other countries as well, like Thailand and Singapore. This continues. In fact, we have now universal screening for all passengers coming in from all countries. This across 30 international airports in India. From visa restrictions to complete ban on foreign travel that has been announced today, at least for a few days, the government of India has announced more measures. The government says that older citizens, older adults above the age of 60, 65 and children below the age of 10 should be at home. As far as international travel is concerned, the Indian Council of Medical Research, and this is through our sources, had repeatedly in its meetings with the government of India spoken about the fact that there is a need to ban international travel so that the focus of the medical community is on controlling a possible outbreak of community transmission and not on imported cases. That's all from me today. Join me here tomorrow for the latest on COVID-19. Till then, stay safe, avoid public places, and above all, don't panic.